actually with the security systems. We have Joe with us tonight from Catskill Security Systems. Again, with some of our ARPA findings that we had left, one of our projects that we wanted to investigate and make some improvements at the senior center was the security systems. I believe it might be as old as when we renovated the building and made it the senior center. I think that's approximately 15 years old. So with that, I'm just going to turn it over to Joe, and you can just go over your call with us. You can let us know what you think we need at the senior center, what would be a good option for us.
Thanks for having. I don't know if you can perceive the drawing, but this is kind of an outline of the senior center.
Yeah,
I think.
We have.
So basically, it's just looking at the entire perimeter and the back parking lot areas. A few key locations, interior, it's kind of like privacy issues inside. We don't have to have cameras in everyone's face inside the senior center, but just to kind of pick up on, slip and falls and things of that nature.
Theft,
altercations between two people, you get a good recording of it. So we're also going to look to do a license plate capture camera on the south side, where the parking lot kind of narrows, where you can actually get a good focus on a specific section of the pavement and attempt to capture a license plate. TV shows, HBO, they show these, here's a camera sitting on top of the building, let's blow it up and see the license plate. It's just not possible. There's specific cameras that capture plates. They cast infrared illumination light that blasts through car headlights to get that license plate to pop. If you have just a regular camera looking, you just see two headlights coming at you and two taillights in it. During the day, with a standard camera, you have a better attempt at getting a license plate with a regular camera. So we're going to put a true license plate capture camera on the south west side of the building. And the equipment we use is kind of rugged commercial stuff. They're all steel turret dome type cameras. So if someone did reach one with a bat, they got to be really swinging at it to cause it some damage. A lot of competitors and other dealers out there, they go for cheaper quality, but they're not rugged like the ones I'm going to be putting in. The NVR, the network video recorder, is going to record all images and store them up to 3 months. So if you have someone coming to you saying, hey, someone dented my car 2 months ago, and I didn't realize you had cameras, can you look? You'll have the information on there. Two megapixel versus four versus eight megapixel. To upgrade this quote, to bring it up to 8 megapixels, so there's no inquiry later on of how come we didn't do 8 megapixel, it's $95 a camera. So it drives it brings the quote up $1,045.
So I think 4 megapixels would be good on the inside of the building. I think on the outside of the building would be the 8.
When I was parking my van, I was thinking it's the same thing, that if we kept the 4 megapixel ones on the inside.
Right, because you're close quarters on the inside.
Right. And the difference is,
and we might not need even 8 at all. The ones that are you really want
to lower
that parking lot. I mean, if they're coming around the corner, or I don't know, what do you think about the slot? What I call the slide is like the walkway coming up. I mean, that we're kind
it's
of focused
it's,
on pedestrians.
It's close. It's close, and they see it in total darkness in color now. It's not like just 2 years ago where it's a black and white image at night. They see it in color.
I mean, if it's going to last a long time, we're probably not going to be in a position to upgrade later, so any thoughts on that? Should we go?
I think we should just do B.
On the outside.
On the outside, and 4 on the inside.
Okay. Right, we'll be done with it.
Right, so that would be I think, what would we have inside, 4, Joe, or something?
Yeah, you had 4. Yeah. Okay. You had 4 inside.
So we're going to have a 7 on the outside, then. Minus the license plate leader.
It's a 6.
It's a 7. Yeah, so it'd be 6 outside.
6. And what was the difference on each one?
95. Actually, I got 8 outside cameras. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 outside cameras.
And so there's only 3 on the inside?
4 on the inside. Yours.
So that's 12.
Well, because we did go one additional one on the side that we didn't have before. So when you're coming into the senior center that's facing...
down by the air conditioners.
Down by the air conditioning in that little alleyway there that people can kind of hide in there. I thought that was a good... You know, Jamie's office is there, and I really didn't like... And Joe picked up on that as well. You just don't know what goes on out there. So, I mean, so far nothing, but I think it would be a nice area to cover. So that's where we did come to a 12.
And
so we got 8. So it's about $800.
And the way our company operates, we keep things simple. There's no massive food chain in our company where there's an owner, and then there's a district manager, local manager, salesman, installation manager, or a small team. And there's no hour break for lunch sitting there. You know, that's, you know, we eat our lunch standing up with wire in our hand, pulling it. You know, I mean, so we roll through a project, so I know where I have to be with the labor. We take our part cost, we add 20%, I figure out the labor, we roll through the project, you know, and we get it done.
Is there any remote access to this?
Yes. Yeah, there's an app, and if your IT people here internally do their magic, they can do it as well, where you can get it on your desktop or something. But lately, it's all...
Desktops.
Yeah, it's all on the way down the desktop. Yeah. Everyone's with the tablet and the phone. They click the app, the cameras come up.
Yeah. So like a town board member wanted to have access to those cameras, we can download the app on our Apple phone and view those cameras.
Yes.
At any point. Okay.
Yeah. And if Liz is trying to hunt someone down, she can check to see if they're at the senior center or not.
We don't want to get too over the top.
What's the warranty on all this?
A year. Actually, the cameras themselves are 3 years. The NVR is 3 years. But I warranty my labor for the first year, because if it wasn't my installation quality that caused it, so the part would be a 3-year warranty. My labor is a 1-year warranty. So, for instance, a camera at $200, if it failed in 2 years, it's a service call to me to replace it.
What's the cost of the TV?
The monitor's $351. It's an LED monitor designed to be on all the time and never be turned off. $351.
So you think we should upgrade the license plate reader too, or not?
That license plate camera is like the lobster menu. Every time I call my vendor, it's, oh, this is the latest and greatest, this is the newest, so I'll make sure it's going to be... Again, it's not even like a megapixel thing. Some of these license plate cameras only shows you the picture of the license plate. It doesn't even have the car in the view.
Right, you're seeing... And the other cameras are going to pick up.
Exactly.
The rest of that.
The other camera overlays to see, you know, year, make, model, the vehicle, and the plate camera's just going to have... the plate image. Okay. And the last one I did, the plate image fills the screen on when you're playing it back. That's why we have to focus this thing on a tracked section of the lot.
So then we're going to be at 1546. If we did all 8 outside, with that upgraded price, it's, you know, basically $5,846. We did the other $5,750. Just going over the security and cameras at the senior center. Joe's one of the vendors from Catskill Security Systems, and he's giving us a quote. Any questions or concerns about installation and so forth like that? Now, mounting on the building, would there be other plates put on there?
No, it's actually less. They're turret domes. So you have a plethora of different cameras up there through the years. And again, 15 years ago, I put the first cameras in there, and a few has been replaced with different styles. But
these are just fixed, though, right? They don't move.
Right, with this. But that's exactly what they're going to look like. And, you know, they're metal housings, they're pretty rugged. They're very easily repointed, so they're needed to. You just, you know, if you want to go...
Yeah, no, I was just making sure they weren't ones that spun in.
Yeah, no. Right. They wear out like crazy.
test, I mean, the investigator that Joe was mentioning, have the gear systems in the ones that pay him in the end. Probably not needed. So you feel comfortable about this 8 megapixel? We can cover that back parking lot with the...
Yeah, you'll be pleased with it. I mean, there's always different variables, you know. Storms coming through, trees are doing that, right. Sunlight's doing that. There's always...
Somebody went up on the cameras.
Yeah. There's a technique. If we bring back into history, say we do have an episode and we want to go back and say, what happened on the... In the filming of it, does it really show you that there was motion? So, like...
We could do a multitude of different setups. You can have motion events be flagged, so when you're looking at the ruler, you click on playback, a calendar comes up, you pick the day, the ruler of 24 hours comes in, and on that ruler is all these dark red lines that show a motion event. Right.
And then the trees blown, or it could be somebody walking
right
through.
And then you could drill down to right up to 30 minutes to create that ruler, and then you drag it, play it. And it's very user-friendly, it's very easy to do. But yeah, it's important. I have a Nico Gray, tattoo guy. I wanted to record everything, 24/7, 16 cameras.
Yeah.
And he sits there and just plays and plays and plays. Customers coming, customers going, the Troy's, 7th Avenue, Troy, the cars, this, that. And he just enjoys watching every minute of video that happens.
But then it's just what's happening live.
Right, right.
Because then you got to go back and watch what you missed.
Right. I like the motion events.
But it will be recording regardless. But it will flag up the motion.
Right. I can do continuous with flags.
Yeah.
We can take like an interior hallway camera. Let's not do continuous. Let's just do motion events on that one. And then that saves storage on the hard drive.
Right.
So if it's a hallway, like outside the kitchen door, it's going to trip. It's going to record on everything.
Like these bars.
Right.
Those are all motion.
Right.
And this is a...
Well, show him one that he has out in the field.
These are 6 megapixels.
Six. And they're pretty good. Yeah. They're about a clarity on the 6.
Yeah.
And just for, we don't have cameras right at the moment, like in the cafeteria, so we're gonna cover that area, maybe one to cover that, and we're gonna
one in the rec area, one in the main room area, one outside the kitchen door facing towards the bulletin boards, and then one in the cafeteria area,
and one in the foyer when you first walk in.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right, we're gonna capture when they first come in the back, interior and exterior, right?
Well,
we should have some pretty decent coverage out there.
And they have a record function, right, where you can go, when you're going back through to find an event, you can record that event separate.
Oh, you can copy it? That's simple, too. There's a pair of scissors. While you're playing, you click the scissors, and it says start recording and record. You select the time you want to start.
So you like this is the time you want to end. 200 feet away from that point.
And it'll still save the entire record, but your clip will...
Your clip will go into a little file, and then you export to the flash drive. It goes on the flash drive, and then you can do what you want.
Just so we have clarity on that, it's all new wired. That's installed.
Yeah,
all the cameras.
Yeah,
Cat six. And do they have a zoom function on the camera?
A digital zoom. There is a digital zoom. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because like I can do it online. I can just zoom in on the picture.
Okay.
Any other questions of the security system that Joe's offering us through this company?
And if you look at our Google reviews, kind of giving that a line of our performance, how we, you know, there's no like, not one Google review is someone just clicking a star or something, actually typing out a full experience. So we're pretty proud of that. And it helps us portray what we're doing out there in the field. And if you need more reference local from Community Action to other people that we've done camera systems here locally for, let me know.
How much area is not covered by a camera?
I think it all is, but there's a spot over in here that I don't think you're going to miss. I call it the courtyard, this one little section in here. This one here is going to reach out to these air conditioner condensers, but there's kind of a hole in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a concern, but then I'm thinking, to get to this point,
Like if someone went in here and spray painted, you're going to be seen going into that.
Okay. We have cameras at my school, and it always seemed that there was an issue where this camera didn't get it, and this camera didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I got you. The I was sharing experience with Dale with a Pantil Zoom camera, very, very, very expensive one we did for a school. And we get it installed, and the head maintenance guy says, now I'm going to be able to see who's chewing tobacco on that door in that building across the lot. So he zooms the thing in to that exact door and leaves it parked there. So the world is going on all over here. No one has any recordings of it, but he gets to know.
What do you do? Who's chewing tobacco?
Yeah, he gets to know who's chewing tobacco. And then another car dealer I did where I go there, and the cars, the cameras just zoomed in on this one car in a parking lot. And I work on a thing, and the girl says, can you put that back in that car? I go, sure. What? She goes, that's my car. So this girl working, and it just parks this $6,000 camera on her car all day long. And the rest is...
Yeah, the inventory is not that important.
Yeah, yeah. So... But yeah, it's simple to use, you'll be pleased with it, and it'll work well for you.
Right. If we decide to move forward with the project, what's your time frame as far as, you know, getting supplies and
we're always, this I checked, everything's available as of this afternoon, like the chain, but we're always booked about 2 weeks in advance, so we're into probably second week of July.
Okay, that's not bad.
And we'll be there like one day. And they'll be completely rewired, installed, done. Come back, demonstrate, show you how to use it.
And then you could set up anybody that wanted it on their...
Yeah, if they wanted the app on their phone, like kind of like what he's looking at. And, you know, actually...
They go up there, there's a QR code that comes up on the screen.
And you scan it.
And you scan it. And
then you're done.
And then, you know, sometimes when eight people are trying to look at it, at the same time, I get a phone call. It says, oh, no. And that senior housing complex I was telling you about, and I said, someone else has got to be logged onto it. She goes, oh, well, my laptop, or my tablet home, and my boss's tablet, and both our phones. So they just have the app open, sitting there, and everyone's doing it, and then the machine is just like, oh, hold on a second.
Somebody's got to be steering the ship when those
things happen. The way I explain the apps with any technology, it's kind of for convenience. The real answer is at the head end, mouse, keyboard, you're looking at it. But just out of convenience, if you want to see where they plow yet, is this
right? Right. That's what I think is kind of nice. Like, you know, if our maintenance guy had it on his phone, if he had service at his home,
right.
He'll know that, hey, I've got to get down to the senior center. Or, you know what, I don't need to do that first thing today. Right. You know, so I think that's a nice option.
Yeah.
It could save us a few dollars that way, too. Or at least manage your time better.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions here? Pretty solid.
What I'll do is I'll make this update, and you'll see it in your email in the morning. But I agree with that figure if you guys are voting tonight on it.
Right, if we're the most it's going to be if we did all of them, it's going to be 5846, and that's with the 760 more, and that would be all the cameras on the exterior.
Right.
And I can agree we're into it to that level. I'm probably more happy to say we're to the, you know, the best of our ability now,
right,
to not have buyer's remorse.
Yeah,
so we probably should have went for a couple of megapixels and then have to come back and redo a little part of the work.
All right.
There's no further questions. I appreciate the presentation.
Thank you. Appreciate
and the explanations of the.
Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Thank you,
Liz.
Margaret, we'll give you the.
Yes.
Go next if you'd like to. Margaret's interested in, for people that may or may not know, Margaret's interested in using our community center or the senior center, because it's a senior center first time. Community center has a cooling spot over the summer, depending on availability and so forth. So.
Yeah. I would like to thank the town board members for their suggestions. It is good to talk with
Dan King and the County Emergency Services Department. And also to work with the library as well, which is a very good suggestion because they balance each other and cover the full day. So I met last week. What Dan King told me is that his big problem in trying to set up cooling centers was staffing, because they didn't want to add and pay for extra staff for just a few days a year, and they didn't feel like it was easy to get reliable volunteers that would show up just at short notice. So what we've worked around that by having the library and the senior center serve as cooling centers only in the hours when they would normally be operating. I met with Carolyn Ford of the library and Jamie Lynn with the senior center last week, and we hammered out some guidelines, and this is what I've handed out to you. Basically, they're open as cooling centers only during their regular hours of operation, and particularly when there's a heat advisory is issued by a governmental agency. We've tried to kind of troubleshoot to think about what might come up, and the senior center would prefer not to have children under age 18 come because of just who the seniors are. Some of them are not people that the parents might want their kids to be engaged with. So we've put that restriction in place, although the library is fine with children as long as they're accompanied by parents or guardians. It would be for people age 55 or older, or people who have particular vulnerabilities. If they have serious asthma problems or something like that.
And who's going to determine that, though?
I think it's just the library or the senior center directors. If they see that people are coming and using it who obviously are not in a vulnerable situation, then they would be able to tell people, no, you're not using it. But Dan King said they had really only a few people using the cooling centers, so we're not anticipating hordes of people coming in, although we did put in the guidelines that if the fire department, the limitations on the capacity of either building reaches full capacity, then people who come after that would be asked to go to another place, like a shopping center or a grocery store or someplace where they do have air conditioning. But I don't really anticipate that's going to be the situation. There's a blank in here because I wasn't able to find out the maximum occupancy for the senior center, because with the painting they took down all the notices that had gone up. So we have to find that out.
I have that available. We went back out and surveyed the square footage of the property. So I'm in agreement with Dan King. I don't think it's going to be. There may be a few people using it. It's not going to be an abundance of. It would be nice if we got more seniors down there. Everybody's welcome. But again, it's a cooling station, and I don't know where they are in other parts of the county. But we had a similar situation when the power was out with the storm over the winter. We opened up one spot in Carroll Fire Department because it was centrally located. They had a generator. We kind of pushed for it as our group here in Catskill, and they stayed open all night. I don't really want to report it, but nobody showed up. But it was an event. But still, if it was one person that needed, it was still a viable place to have people go for. If it saved one person's life It was worth it, and so it was still the right thing to do. It just was, you know, not utilized on that given day. But again, the opportunity was available. So I think
every year you hear about somebody somewhere in the country who expired in their home because the temperature just got too hot to support life, and you know we don't want that to happen here in Catskill. But most people do have air conditioning. You know, they'll have a window unit or something like that. So most people are not going to be in need of a cooling center.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean the main areas have 112, and if there's not a meeting with the Silver Linings, we're not going to exceed that number. The dining area is 86, and normally during those business hours, because we do rent that to Greene County, so that would probably be a location that, unless it was something abnormal, I wouldn't be, you know, probably willing to entertain that because that's where people have their meals and things. But again, that's 86. Again, if we needed it in an emergency, 86 in the cafeteria. And then the library, which might, you know, depending if they're going to be involved with activities, that holds 38, and that's in that back corner section. You know, that's if people want to be kind of by themselves and watch a little TV or something like that.
38, you said?
38 in the back area. 38 in the back, and then 86 in the main area. That's the meeting hall, I guess, on the right, and a little bit of that carved area to the left as you're coming down the hallway.
Right.
And then in the very back, there's another sliding accordions, you know, divider, and that holds 38.
I can't imagine.
So I think
it would be very hot in there. If
we had that many people, I don't know if our AC would put good high in there as well. I mean, I'm a little concerned about that, but again, I don't think it's going to be overly utilized. So. And I do agree with Jamie was saying, you know, like everybody should be 18 years or older. It's not really a place for younger children.
Is there a reason why at the senior center we just can't keep it 55 and older, unless if it's 18 and older with a handicapping condition that makes it so that they cannot get to the library? Like maybe they live on Thompson Street or Main Street, and that's just more accessible?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I understood your question.
To keep the senior center at 55 and older, mm-hmm. and 18 or older if they have a handicapping condition other than their asthma or like, you know, what they need the air for. Like they're in a wheelchair or they, you know, they can't make it to the library because of
this.
So people who have, say, an immune system disorder, that's the only reason they have a home.
With a separation.
I know what you're saying, that they're really in a handicap mode on a day-to-day basis.
They're really 18 or older,
right,
can go to the library.
What's the hours of the library, Margaret? Do you know?
It's different on different days. It's 9 to 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And they are open from 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
So they got a lot of overlap with our hours. So I mean, I would say people, they would have the option if they go to the Catskill Public Library, they're not going to say, you know, go down and see, they're going to say, come on in, read a book, and get on the computer or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
So it's, I think between the two locations,
when the senior center closes, if it's a weekday when the senior center is open, then the library will always be open until 5 or 6:30,
and that's good,
depending on the day. And by that time, you know, usually the heat is moderating.
Any other questions or concerns about using the senior center?
No.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for coming in and welcome to stay. And I do appreciate the presentation. We'll do a resolution on that later on to just have a pack. Unless you want to see if I can get it out the door there.
It would be great to have just, I don't think we necessarily need a resolution. But it'd be great to have your definite okay so we can make the guidelines public for the.
I mean, if we want to poll the board without a resolution, I mean, we can entertain that as a group and go around. I'm a yes vote on using the senior center.
Patrick,
everybody else in favor of it?
Yeah.
So, unofficial resolution, but polling the board, we can post that up and we can use that as a cooling center throughout. and see.
Right. I just wanted to update that.
Yeah, I'll send the information, a copy of the guidelines to you know everybody who has an interest in that. I think including.
So do you think it's going to become more of a county thing, or do you think most people are going to be open to Catskill residents, right?
I think that's why Catskill residents, but it should be registered with the county. I mean, this is
right. So they have a spot in mind. They have a spot in they know to come here.
Right.
But again, I think that it is. We're not going to turn anybody away, obviously, that needs it. But I mean, primarily, we're here to support the residents of Catskill first.
Right. And anybody outside of Catskill, very far outside of Catskill, would have to travel quite a distance, and they probably wouldn't want to do that anyway in a heat emergency. So.
Right.
And is that air conditioning in your
car? or swimming home.
I think that said that somebody gives out air conditioning if you're financially stressed.
Depending on the income level, I think community action helps with.
Yeah, it was Ms. Chestnut, right?
I think they do help people get window air conditioners in their homes, community action. Although I haven't checked in with them about that. We're just focusing on the cooling centers as a climate smart policy.
Right. Which I'm in favor of, but like I think I mentioned at the last meeting, I'm also more. In helping people is my goal. I mean, I like the climate smart. So if we can add to the program and put information out through community action, if you're going to do a post, maybe we can parlay that in or let people know that there's other help available. So if they don't have transportation to get to our senior center, maybe they can get a 5,000 BTU window unit. And,
sure.
I mean, or a few hundred bucks. But if we can help in that fashion, it would be
Oh, would it be useful for me to explain the difference between the Climate Smart Program and the Clean Energy Communities Program?
No, not really. I think we got a handle on that.
Okay.
Yeah. But we appreciate the efforts. And to me, it's the community benefit side of it. And I guess there is a benefit, obviously, to get grant money to it. So, I mean, it's a two-fold thing.
Yeah, Clean Energy is the ones that give out designation grants if you just, hit a certain point. Climate Smart, there's a whole application process and a 50% match and so on. So that's one of the pretty significant differences.
Pretty good. All righty. Well, thank you for being here, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to let Mr. Bipper talk about I don't have any questions, but we're going to set up a public hearing. If anybody has any questions to David for the extension of the water district. We're going to have a resolution on that, but
my only question is, as long as Joe's is okay with it, and we're not paying for it.
It's just those two parcels.
And they approve. We can talk about that more so in the public hearing, I guess, when that comes up. But if the village, they approve a certain gallonage, Patrick, do we know, or is it or just you can do it by units? I mean, some have 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, so we're really talking, 14 bedrooms.
Right, so there's a total of 4 townhouses. One is a 4-bedroom and a 3-bedroom unit, and the other is the same. So there's a total of 7 bedrooms in each building. There's 2 buildings to approve for.
Okay.
The Catskill Engineering did, I think it's called, Petition A, the calculation of what the water runoff is going to be.
Do you have that?
Yeah. It's Exhibit A in your petition.
It's about 70.
It's
40, at least 40 pages. I happen to print it out here. I know a few trees.
You're going over miles, Dale.
110 GPD. What's GPD?
Gallons per day.
Per day. So
110 gallons per day per unit.
Let me see. The building will have 2 units, which will include 1 3-bedroom and 1 4-bedroom. The design flow for the sewer and water is 7 bedrooms at 110 GPD. Yes. It's for the double building.
220.
I'm sorry, 110 GPD per bedroom.
Per bedroom.
So that's 770 GPD.
So you're talking 8,000 gallons
per day, per building.
Per building. So you're, when you get the other one, you're roughly 2,000 gallons a day. But again, that's just information for now. We can talk about that, at the public hearing.
We'll go through the process, and we'll have to have Delaware look at this.
Okay, so we're Delaware's going to have to look at it before we make the approval. Okay. So what if...
So you have that.
As long as, like I said, as long as the village is okay, and the town's okay.
So we had our time to set this public hearing for July 19th at our next meeting.
Yes.
Maybe that's quite a ways out.
I think the request was the Wednesday meeting, and what they requested
to come to this Wednesday.
I thought the July meeting they asked to have the.
Well, we're not doing the first meeting.
No, this is your.
Oh, I thought that's a July.
Yeah, this is just the 21st to come to be on the agenda. So
we don't have enough time for the first meeting. It'll have to be the second meeting.
Do we have an escrow set up for this yet? Do you know? Did the planning board set anything up?
I'd have to check on that. I don't know.
I think that you, Mr. Vipper, do you have an escrow set up with the planning board at the moment for the project?
For the whole project?
Yes.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. You'd be the guy to know. That'd be first, that's for sure. So, I'm going to rely on Patrick a little bit. Do you think we're going to have enough time? I mean, we don't have to vote on it the night of the public hearing, but is that going to still give us enough time to get the information that we need to make...
as long as we get this to Delaware, we'll have to set up an escrow with Mr. Bickler for this project. And have our... And the purpose for that is to have our engineer...
Now, may I ask what the escrow is specifically for?
It's going to pay for Delaware engineering just to review these plans to ensure that we're actually able to provide the service that you're requesting.
Okay, even though we just had it done with Cattersfield engineering.
Yep. Well, Cattersfield, they gave you the estimates, but I can't.
Right. It's your engineer. I can pay my engineer any amount of money for them to say that.
Right. But now it's a capacity issue to make sure that the village, we don't own the water supply as the town of Catskill, so we're going to rely on the village of Catskill. You know, it's their water supply, and they provide the service. So we have to go back to be sure that DPW and the village of Catskill and the trustees and everybody, they're all in agreement that they can supply those buildings.
Okay.
So that's the deal.
And you would probably want to give, because we did the design, I was going to hook in, and that's all part of you. You have that exhibit A?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So that would have to be given in cash to Delaware.
Correct.
Right. Yes. The big thing is...
They're going to review the whole thing.
The big thing is, in my estimation, the capacity side of this.
The pipe layout and all that stuff.
Right, the pipe structure, what effects it may or may have on somebody.
I'm not an engineer.
Right, I'm on that. And again, that's what we...
As long as our engineers do it, and Ted's good with it, and the builders do it, and it doesn't...
So the big question is, we have enough time to do what we need to do before the July meeting.
Well, how much time do you want Delaware Engineering to review the project? You need at least 10 days notice before the public hearing for an extension of a water district. You're 4 weeks out to your July 19th meeting.
So we have enough time to post the public hearing and have time for July 19th. Yeah.
And have time for Delaware Engineering to review.
We can keep the public hearing open.
Right.
And that's what
because
I don't foresee taking Delaware.
This is a petition for the expansion of the water and sewer district.
Correct.
And that's what we would be asking for the public review for.
Yes, that's correct. Right.
Now, my lawyer wrote up the actual paperwork for the filing of the petition and all that, the public review petition.
Okay. All right. I think we're good. Do we want to set that date
hearing for 6:15 on the 19th of July?
I thought 6:15 was good, Jared. Give us a, you know, a little bit before our normal meeting. So let's set up for July 19th at 6:15 for a public hearing to expand the water district.
Sorry. What date? What?
It's going to be July 19th. We're not going to have our, it would be too, we wouldn't have enough time anyway, but 4th of July falls on our normal date. So we're, going to, we're only going to have one meeting in July, and that's going to be on the 19th. So having it at 6:15. So I made the motion for that, and Jared seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So we're set up on July 19th, 6:15 p.m., 439 Main Street. And I guess I'll be back in touch with you, Mr. Vippler, about the escrow account for Delaware to review it.
25 grand should cover it.
Okay, got it.
Okay. I'll get a hold of Delaware Engineering tomorrow and get an estimate what they feel it would cost.
That would be good because if you have a schedule, they could send that to them.
I got the whole
exactly what we're going to do.
Yep.
That was done by the council.
Yep. Okay. Sounds perfect, and appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one, I'm going to. Yeah, we got the cement and sewer district biannual billing. You got a resolution here for that. Let's see. Whereas the biannual cement and sewer user fee for the second half of 2023 will be due on July 1st, 2023, and whereas the user fee for the second half of the year is $294.44 per unit, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, approve the cement and sewer user fee July 1, 2023 to December 31st, 2023 in the amount of $294.44. So we need a motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Just a comment on that is we really should think about upping that fee to cover the replacement of the main trunk line, because after it broke last summer, mm-hmm, and seeing the condition of it.
The problem is we don't have a...
There's no O&M line.
There's no O&M.
I think it's just what we got. There's got to be certain...
There's a lot of grant money right
here.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Mary Beth tomorrow.
Yeah, what do you call it? The infrastructure.
Yep.
We got to enter through FEMA and all that stuff. I mean,
somebody's
got... 80-90%. With only 5%. Match.
See, the problem is they never put an O&M line in the bills.
No, so you can say
no to the account.
There's
fix
a lot
it.
Of grant money for water and sewer right now.
What length of that?
I'd say from the generator over on Maple all the way up to the plant. That was section.
So the corner of Maple and Pine?
It's, no, it's on Maple. Was it 53 or 57 Maple, something like that? The plant itself.
Oh, I know the plant.
So you'd be available right take a ride down.
Yep.
So I think we should really list of some help with the Delaware Engineering and reviewing that at least.
Yeah, Joe Byron and I talked about it a couple times.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if we're gonna do that, let them apply for these grants.
Okay, so that's the people
we'll have to make an agreement and get a
how much longer is the
I think we have 2 bonds left.
2 bonds?
Mm-hmm.
More than welcome. We'd love to keep you in here all our business, but is there anything specific that you would like to talk about tonight?
So I just want to see what the timing was like, and also I was still doing my EMT applications with you. Was it possible to be reviewed here tonight?
Okay. And what application was that?
For the EMT position at Casco.
We're going to be working on a few of those. So... That might be up next, so that's perfect.
Okay.
But it's nice that, like I said, welcome to the town board meeting, and it's we're glad to have you here and participating in local government. So that is one of my next topics. We have a memo from George June, and he's recommending that the board, I can go into the each individual hire. But George has a few recommendations for us tonight. So, okay, first one we have is new hires for the ambulance department, and whereas the ambulance department has an open position for EMT, and whereas to maintain the level of operations readiness, the ambulance administrator is recommending the following persons for a part-time EMT position, and it's Brianna Stevens, Priscilla Pagan, and Daniel Chichester.
Are you one of those three?
I'm Brianna Stevens.
Okay. Then you're not going to be disappointed.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe there's another meeting a couple of blocks down the road, but we're not sure. We should have started off with your name.
Yeah,
I was going to ask the name, but the truth is we were going to read the resolution regardless, so we got to the right spot. I think everybody is happy. Thank goodness for that. So whereas these applicants have completed and passed their pre-employment background checks, and their appointment would be contingent upon passing their pre-employment physical and drug testing. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby approve the hire of Brianna Stevens, Priscilla Pagan, and Danielle Chichester as part-time EMTs, effective June 26, pending pre-employment physical and drug screening.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Welcome.
So welcome to work. I think you were here when we introduced with Patrick McCullough, he's on the committee for the ambulance, as so is Dawn Scandipico, and we've got Giordano and Paul Hansberg and myself, Dale Finch. So, but welcome aboard, and we're here and hope we have a successful career with the town of Catskill. Next up we have is changing employment status for Smith. So whereas the ambulance department has a vacant full-time EMT position, and whereas the ambulance administrator, Jordan Jones, wishes to appoint Anna Smith from an EMT to a full-time EMT, so therefore the Catskill Town Board approved the changes in employment status for Anna Smith from EMT to full-time EMT, and that's going to be effective on July 2nd. Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. Next one we have for our highway department is approval for a sander for the one of our trucks out there. So whereas the highway department is in need of a stainless steel sander with a conveyor chain, and whereas three quotes were received from Fisher Tempest, 300C stainless steel sander with conveyor chain installed on the pickup. So we had three different quotes on that. We had Henderson Equipment at $8,250, so $8,250. We had Toads under Sourcewell, $8,310.90. And Toad actually came in under the Sourcewell price for $8,050. So
yeah, I just have one question.
Sure.
It's the same vendor that gave the quote. Two different quotes.
Right. One was under Sourcewell.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's still...
Still two. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Are they both LLCs?
But he could have...
Do we require three lists for...
Procurement policy would be three, but I mean...
Yeah.
But they're under Sourcewell, so okay. But still, I don't know if that...
So if
that
comes in below state bid, I think we're fine. Yeah, we're allowed to spend...
If you...
Well,
it's a good point.
Technically, it's not three quotes. Because it's the same vendor. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you could say the one is state bid quote, so...
Technically, it's three.
Hmm. Right, because we could have bought it for 83.
The source bill program is 83.10.
We bought it for 83.10, so we say roughly $300, or $250 anyway. Because we could have bought with source bill without any further under state contract.
Yep.
I think that's the difference, but I think... It's a good point. And it's a point that we should at least take under consideration going forward.
But you might have looked other places than state contracts.
Then just go with state contract.
State contract isn't always the cheapest.
They're definitely.
It's the easiest.
But it's the easiest.
Absolutely.
When we did the floor, they had prices in there, not 2 week seed. Like the guy said, if I gave you a price not to exceed, that's New York City pricing,
right.
We wouldn't have it there.
Right.
So it's, In that particular environment, it capped the price, but it didn't give you necessarily the most competitive price. Okay, so anyway, if we want to, we'll keep going here. The Catskill Town Board approved the purchase of the Fisher Tempest 300C stainless steel sander with a conveyor chain installation from Toads in the amount of $8,050. So, I mean, if we don't, it's up to anybody who wants to make a motion.
Motion
by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by John. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those against, motion still carried. Future, I would just, I mean, I'm sure we're buying a good product there, but also I see some of the county trucks have the plastic fiberglass, so I don't know if that's the way of the future or not. Preference, both equally as good.
Stainless is going to last just as long, if not longer.
Well, it's the chain.
It's the chain on the inside. Probably the poly ones.
The plastic ones, they're using plastic on the inside, so they're. Yeah. It's not any metal on the inside anymore.
They wear out.
But yeah, but I wonder what the durability.
Yeah, I mean, they're new. It's like anything, right? You're not going to know for a couple years.
Right, it's going to be 10 years.
See what everybody else, you know.
Right. Well, we know what's buying, what the stainless is.
I think the plastic ones are actually more expensive.
Oh, I think they are too. And they're thicker. I wonder if even the capacity is a little bit less. They look like they're bulkier, but the capacity might be a little less. I have no clue. Okay, so the next one we got from the Highway Department is approving of a full-time MEO. And whereas the Highway Department has an unfilled MEO position, and whereas the Highway Superintendent wishes to hire Jake Hemron as a full-time MEO. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, approve the hiring of Jake Hemra pending a pre-employment screening at the rate of $22.90 per hour. Motion by Paul.
Second
by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Isn't that the old rate? The old rate?
He's new hires 10% lower right now.
Okay.
Did he give?
I was just saying, looking at that.
Kirsten confirmed that.
Because we went over that today. But what really helped us is the new formulas that we do have in the contract, because we're pushing a little bit more to the. He's got a CDL and
a stay with tank endorsement and all that stuff.
It says on his address, B with air brakes.
Right. The big difference is, which we're going to have, Patrick. He's got a CDL with an automatic. We're going to give him a road test so he can drive this.
Right.
But other than that, he's solid anyway. But people are going on the map.
Yeah, we don't have to go. We should.
I had a conversation with
you. I got to tell you, when you drive on the teams, you'll never want to go back.
I got old time truck drivers. They tell me.
I'm telling you, go up there and take one of them Volvos for a ride. You won't even know the difference. When it passes down the street, it sounds like somebody's shifting.
This is Patrick that likes to drive the Oshkosh in the
village.
It's just amazing, the technology. And the downshifts. It sounds just like you're revving into the downshift.
It's not the future, it's really here. I've heard that from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Career truck drivers.
No more clutches, no more.
Like, I had a guy come in and he had a Volvo. Before I retired in 2017, he brokered everything in exchange. You broker all your own loads online, you don't have to go through a broker. And out front, he's got a Volvo, and that's white, and it's a plain Jane. And I started talking to a guy who's way from out of state somewhere. He said, if my dad could look at me now, driving an automatic truck, I wouldn't believe it. But he said, it's beautiful.
It is.
All right, so that's enough of the stories, I guess. Automatics are here. So anyway, next one we got is authorizing, this is Alabama Sports Group. This is going to be for the event down at the So Albany Sports Group LLC in the promotion of an event on June 24th between the hours of 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. and it desires to enter the contract into the town of Catskill for the use of the ambulance crew for the period specified. The promoter will pay the Catskill town of Catskill a sum of $750 for their services. The term of the agreement will commence and expire on June 24th. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, authorize a supervisor to sign an agreement with Albany Sports Group to provide ambulance and crew on the 24th of June 2023 between the hours of 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. in the amount of $750.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against?
Do we know their definition of a crew? Is it a paramedic and an EMT or two?
I think we had that in there, but I think it's going to be a paramedic and EMT. He's got Toomey coming. I don't know if people his have Toomey and something.
Toomey's not a paramedic.
Right. And we priced it out as a paramedic because we didn't know what the staff availability was. So there's a little room in there too, fuel and things of that nature. And the contract is should be the next.
Aye.
We did. All those in favor, aye. Those against, motion so carried. But the contract is in there as well. And we got the certificate of liability. Okay, next one we can talk a little bit. We had a conversation on the spray ground. We got contacted by Cultivate Catskill, Rob and Smith in particular, was asking if we would be willing, and it's in conjunction to fortnightly, but I mean, that's open to discussion. I mean, we do have some ARPA funds available for that. And my thought would be to take it from ARPA funds, because I think that was in the spirit of, you know, having activities and outside things to do with event. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was COVID-related, and hope we don't go back to that. But and it's not a lot. And I did have a conversation with her that we're kind of pledging the money. And when you get to the time, that's, you know, through 2026, and we can disperse the money. So, and I would hope that they have enough funds. See. But again, if the project doesn't go to fruition, then we're not gonna be dispersed.
So we're embarking $2,500 of ARPA money for the Catskill Spray Ground project. Yep.
With no disbursement until it's a reality.
Correct.
Right. When they say they need $2,500 more to get into that 150 number, whatever that number may be, then we're gonna spend money.
So that chunk of change that's left will go towards that.
That email that Dale sent, that chunk of change, is what's left of the county ARPA money.
County ARPA.
No, the under CASA. So did Jared make the motion?
Yes. Jared made a motion for the 25th. Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So we'll give a copy to Cultivate Catskill. They were delighted to get it. Ron was very thankful and appreciative. And we further explained that the highway department, when we get to that level, most likely we'll be contributing a little. Okay, planning board. So next one we got is Brittany Williams. She's submitted a resignation. So I'll read the resolution. Whereas Brittany Williams has submitted a resignation as a member of the planning board, and whereas Laurie Schmidt has been on the planning board as an alternate member, so there. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby appoint Laurie Schmidt to fill the unexpired term of Brittany Williams with a term ending on December 31st, 2024.
Motion.
Motion by Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Duane. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Next up we got is an appointment on our full-time member on our zoning board, whereas Mary Beth Lang has submitted a resignation as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals with Sharon for has submitted a letter of interest and is a member to be a member of the said board. So therefore, the Catskill Town Board appoints Saravan Parinthian to fill the unexpired term of Mary Beth Lang, and that term will end December 31st, 2026.
Is it your letter too?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It needed.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Seconded by all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I had that conversation about land use and you know, what other people's career, you know, if he's involved with any of that, then it can't be, you know, I mean, just good judgment. I think he's a well-rounded candidate, to be honest, but he's got a really nice resume and an intelligent guy. And just to follow up on last meeting, Young Explosive, if anybody would like to look at the contract between the village and the fireworks. For lungs, for young.
As long as it all adds up.
It's about 8,000 or 8,000. That's just the backside of it.
We're getting smaller.
came from the village of Catskill.
Say the name.
I guess here, I don't know.
East Pond.
Well, if they wanted to see a few, they should have done it front and back.
So,
want a motion on these cameras?
Yeah, we can. I'll go through the proposals in with everybody. So I guess we're up to with Catskill Security Systems. If we go full, it's 5846, and that's bringing all the cameras up. I think he said to 8. Is that true? Okay, so that would be our number. There is 5846. DJ Enterprises, and he came in at 7076. That's Kiksaki. Very, very similar work to be done. He did have a 4K 8 to zoom on two cameras, and he had the same dome cameras as he mentioned today. And with a license plate reader, same size LED monitor. Devin, you didn't have, I sent you that in email. Did you miss that one?
I didn't receive that one.
Okay, good. I might have missed
you. You sent us that one.
No, the only two that I
sent
were.
Two.
Or Catskill Security and Mid-Hudson.
I sent three emails at a time. I might have missed you on one of the...
talking about that one last week.
So you guys had that one, right? I can never tell this. So that quote came in at $7,076. And I'll give you this hard copy of this one, so I'll give it to you right now so I have it. The monitor, I think, is the same as what Catskill's offering. It's at a 32-inch. And the hard drive with Catskill is actually double the size at 8 terabytes, I think, terms. So that's the... Both of them want money up front to probably order the stuff. Hey, if I mean, it's not my thing, but both of them have requested that. So I'll give you a copy. I sent everybody the email by prompt. Sorry.
That's fine. Thank you.
And then the last one that we have is through Mid-Hudson Cable. If you want to speak a little more about what they offer to Jared,
so the biggest difference is we're not responsible for any upgrades, obsolete equipment, repairs, anything. So 4 or 5 years down the road, if the system dies, it's not our responsibility. If a camera breaks, it's not our responsibility. If the DVR breaks, it's not our responsibility. We have no financial responsibility to manage the system. It's just $160 a month, and that's it. If new technology comes out in 3 years, they upgrade. There's no need to buy upgrades. There's no... There's no buying a new system. 6 years if it goes bad.
So a 5 year, if we did the lease or on a maintenance agreement or whatever, by a pay as you go service, because we got a little upfront money for the install.
Actually, that's not supposed to be there.
The one time charge?
Yeah.
Okay. Still, so then it comes in at $9,927 after 5 years. If this per Joe that was here tonight, and I don't think I asked the other gentleman, Darrell, about that. I mean, they feel these are good 10-year-plus systems. So if we double that up, you're almost into $20,000 on the lease program versus, what did we say, that was $5,800. So you're almost, $15,000, you're
$14,000.
Yeah, in 10 years, you're $14,000 difference.
Yeah, the difference is you're not... You're not the one on the hook if anything goes wrong.
But in fire, we can even...
We're only talking $100 a camera, so if a camera goes bad in 4 years, we still saved $6,000. We got to spend $100 for a camera. DVR is only $200. The TV is only $100.
I don't know what the DVR... What's on that one I gave you, Liz? What was the price on that, the DVR? Just
DVR.
That's the hard drive, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
$787.
$787.
Yeah. Right. So they crack. So we can buy the system twice,
right?
And still
three times.
Three and still have the rate. In 10 years, you can buy the system four times, basically. used to work, didn't he have CIA, and then he
worked for the Toronto. Yeah, he worked, I don't think he owned it.
Right. Maybe CIA in the very beginning.
He was like,
no, it's just my philosophy, I don't like the old technology because it gets outdated so quick.
I mean, this isn't super Catskill security at 58.
Not to exceed 58.
5846. Paul's got a motion on that. I'll second that motion to go with Catskill security for 5846.
I'm looking at license plate.
So it should.
Oh, listen to it.
Okay, so we got a motion on the floor. Everybody, further discussion? Or are we ready to? All those in favor going with Catskill security?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Thank you.
I should have asked. Does the apartment building have cameras?
They have one last door. I don't know what else they have.
I was wondering if, you know, that. So I didn't, in my quote, notice we didn't bother doing that one that you guys added.
Oh, in the alleyway?
Yeah. With the air conditioner, because I assume there was one on the building that picked that up from the neighbors.
I don't think they do so much. And
no, that's why you recommended doing that one.
Yeah, I looked at it, and he started looking. I said, you know, because you've got Jamie's office there. It's ground level. I mean, if we're not really buttoned up tight there, that's a good entry point.
Well, if the window's open, this.
Or break it, right? Yeah. I mean, we got a security system that we punch in, and, you know, that would be notified anyway, but which is a good thing. Okay, so we're done with that. We got the cooling center. Landfill, I mean, I don't think we need a motion. We talked about that in the, but the Parsons Group is hired by DEC, and they're going to do test wells at our site on 5 Milewood Road, and they'll also monitor our existing wells a little bit to get some samples out of our quarter skill. So it's going to happen regardless of a motion, to be honest with you, they're coming. So I just wanted to make sure, and I thought it was great. The 5 Milewood Road is like a.
This is telling me since these PFOAs started showing up, they're any old landfill in New York State's
getting. They've got them down at Dutchman's. You don't even know if they're there.
And as Patrick, I mean, it was in the.
Just got to watch.
If they were like 2 inches, they're not going to be.
5 Milewood Road, that they put them somewhere other than where they put the brush and push it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll have to.
Yeah.
Before they do that, they'll have somebody go out and do a walkthrough.
Right. Showing them the person that was out of it.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, they'll do it, right. Yeah. We don't want to hurt what we're doing there, right. Our operation or future
correct
plans, yeah. Like I say, I mean, hopefully everything's good. And
right.
I think it's a decent program. Like I said, it's no cost to the town. We'll just go from there. All right, so I think what I tell you we have left in the senior center, not much now, really.
68, 63.
So now we're like 1,000, something of that nature. Under 1,000.
What did you say we went through that line of life?
Well, you're doing now.
I think we're the only township in Greene County that still has money.
63. Well, because a lot of people just
threw it towards
a project for a road or something.
Right.
I think we did it smart.
We did.
We definitely did. We took somewhat of our time. I think we did some good.
I mean, work. I would say I would put some of it towards Ricky Kramer.
But, so I don't know what else we want to do up there. I mean, I've made a thought. I don't even know what. I only got this.
There's $350.
Is that what it is?
Basically. You said your quote says $6,350.
$6,350, so I got $500. I mean, there are state contracts. We could buy a CPU for.
Well, we were going to replace some of the snow guys.
We can do that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah, that's going to eat up $300 to $500.
The county's giving me a letter. Like, we're probably the only ones that haven't supplied a resolution that we spent through our money, so they want. I mean, we can give a resolution that we spent it. Wait for $500 short.
Yeah, send mark up to Home Depot or whatever.
Buy some ceiling tiles or something.
Go count how many are they eating?
Well, we were going to replace the hallway. We were going to use the hallway ones to replace the ones in the big room that are bad. They were just going to put new ones in the hallway. So that'll eat up $500.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some things are.
So we can buy, if it's ceiling tiles or whatever, I'll help to find those.
Just make a resolution and use the remaining county ARPA money towards ceiling tiles in the senior center.
I don't know what ceiling tiles was, but we can do that.
Yeah, whatever we can get, we get.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll deplete it by next month.
So just tell Mark just to go ahead and just purchase them and do the resolution later.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's under that amount of money now. It's not.
Well, just if the county wants to know where the rest of 500 is going to, make a resolution and replace the ceiling tiles.
Right. So let's make the resolution. We'll spend the balance, whatever that happens to be. I'll give you that tomorrow. It was after we get done.
Towards replacing ceiling tiles and
seeing the center. Seconded by Paul.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. So that way
we're done.
We're done with the five, because otherwise a CC or whatever, just want to, whatever that is,
right.
Let's get it over with.
Right.
When you walk in the place, it's, you know, it's nice. And I think doing the cameras are going to be nice for the past.
We got some resolution.
What do we got next? The July meeting?
No, the resolution against Senate Bill.
Well, we didn't talk about that one yet. Okay.
I think
I thought we were wrapping it up.
No, well, we're going to do. We're going to move with resolution to move for our meeting, not have the July meeting. And we're going to have one meeting in July, and that's going to be on the 19th.
Motion.
We're going to do our workshop and our regular meeting all at once.
Plus public hearing.
And public hearing being next. Motion by Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So the other one, I didn't print that out, Paul, but if there's something.
I think we're all in favor of the resolution opposing.
Yeah.
If we're, I sent you that, Liz, as well, right, that resolution?
Mm-hmm, yes.
We all said they didn't do any good because they voted for it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And she never even responded.
No. I knew she
to the phone call or the
I personally don't see the advantage of that bill.
It's tampering with its own rule
and
local elections.
That's exactly
it's right. Especially when you're...
Under exempt and sheriffs, county...
It's all constitutional.
And 3-year county legislators,
right.
Judges, so
you're targeting a specific
and all of New York City,
right? All of New York City,
all cities,
right.
Cities and villages.
So what I see happening,
so they're targeting town level elections,
right.
That's exactly,
and that's completely unconstitutional,
correct?
The villages are going to be okay, and then I don't like that part of it, is because if we're worried about turnout, now all of a sudden if you have just a sheriff on the and a county clerk,
right?
And you know,
That
would be an extremely low, because you're not going to have 3 or 5 more candidates on the town.
And then we're paying for an election for one or two people. Because Peter Marcoux is going to be all by himself.
Yep. Right. So
you're going to have county-wide elections for one person. Yeah, that's really saving money.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's sure not going to increase what they call turnout, right? I mean,
exactly.
It's going the other way.
It's election day.
Exactly right. So anyway, we got a motion, Jared?
Yes.
Seconded by Paul.
I think everybody seconds it.
Everybody seconds it, I guess. Everybody, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Okay. We did a lot of good business. We can take an awfully long period of time today.
Thanks for sitting through everything.
How do we do for the local government? Do you want to still work for the town council now that you've seen some of the leaders?
Yeah, I still do.
All right. Good to hear that.
Motion to adjourn.
We have any other comments from anybody in the town board that things that need to be addressed or we should be looking at? Any other comments, concerns?
No.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to close. Motion by Jared, seconded by Dylan. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Let's see everybody.